and over to W9BEA. Yeah, I believe you are last on the list, so let's try it your way. Go ahead.
Hey, and I'm back here to NIWQ.
Okay, Dave.
Okay, real good. Good morning, Pat and Annette. WB9GKZ, W9BEA in the group. My name is Wally, and I'm north of Chicago in Northbrook, Illinois, where we've got a little bit of snow flurries, and it's about 35 degrees. Running the venerable Collins S line, 32S3, 75S3C receiver, and a 30L1 amplifier, and an inverted V. Normally the apex is up at about 72 feet, but now it's about 50 feet. I had to drop the tower because of the hellacious winds we had last night. And in doing so, my ladder line got fouled up in the tower on the bottom of the crank up. So I got to get out there and unfoul it before it beats itself to death. And I'll take a chance with the test question there, Pat. Although you got me kind of nervous, you know, I hearken back to when I got my advance down at the Federal Building in downtown Chicago. That albino guy that was the test examiner really made me nervous, so I kind of equate him to you. WB9GKZ, W9BEA.
The examiner. All right, here we go. Here, I got the ruler ready. I'm going to smack you on the back of the head if you don't get this one. My company was founded in 1920 by a British naval captain. My company produced many valves, and they are currently still manufactured offshore and are prized by the audio nuts. What tube company am I?
Well, I'm going to take a guess, and I'm going to have to put my Kevlar on, but I think it's Mullard, M-U-L-L-A-R-D.
You got it.
Oh,